أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد نحن يا أخوان حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه talking about the case that began one of you leave the table in Salah for your classic He should make it light. فَإِنَّ فِي مُصْفَرِيرَ وَالْكَبِيرَ وَالْتَعِيبَ وَذَا الْحَادَ For among those who are behind you, behind me, is a صغير, the young one, والكبير, the elderly one, والتعيب, the weak, وَذَا الْحَادَ And those who have some other things to attend. وَإِذَا قَضَى وَحْدَى When he prays in loom, for the Sunday in Pasha, he should pray the way he likes. So we are still on Salah of Jama'ah. When Amr bin Salma, from Amr bin Salima, called Ali, he said, My father said, She took min indi Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haqqan I've come to you from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've indeed come to you from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or I've come to you from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the Judge, the Prophet of Allah. Faqal, he said that he is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةُ When is the time for salah? فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ أَحْدُكُمْ Let one of you make the adhan. وَلْيَأُمَّكُمْ أَسْلَرُكُمْ قُرْآنَ Let one who has the most Qur'an with you with you call, he said. فَنَظَرُوا My people they look. فَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَحْدٌ أَكْثَرَ مِنِّي قُرْآنَ And there was nobody that was better than me in terms of the memorization of the Quran. فَقَدَّمُونِ So he put me forth وَأَنَا أُسِدٍ أَوْصَبِرِ سِنِينَ While I was a boy of 6 years old or 7 years old. رواه البخاري بخاري الكوديس وأبو داود and أبو داود. والنفائي and نفائي. Now, Amr bin Salima was a young boy at their age, a boy of 6 or 7. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were rejoined, they were passed by the tribe or passed by the sight of the people of Amr bin Salima, radiallahu anhu. So when the companions, when they were reciting the Quran, this young boy who was a Kafir, who was with them, will be listening to their recitation. From there, unconsciously he memorized so much of the Quran. So by the time his father and some other people, when they saw the companions, they asked where to go to the Prophet of Allah at the time. On getting to the Prophet of Allah, they listened to the message and were convinced. So they embraced Islam and they stayed with the Prophet of Allah for some time. So the Prophet of Allah now told them when they were about to go back to their town or to their place. He said to them, إِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةُ When is the time for Salah? فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ أَحْدُكُمْ Let one of you make a call. وَلِيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْثَرُكُمْ قُرْآنِ The one who needs the most Qur'an should be the one to lead you. So when they got home, when they returned, no, the boy did not follow them down there because he was young. The only thing, the only benefit he had was that what? Most of the companions, when they were passing, they would pull them when they were really passing their time there. So in the rest of the Quran that they will be there. So when they got back home, then they looked looking for the one with the most Quran. There was nobody, because they had just what embraced the Quran. Said Papa Jamuni. So they put people that has been one to lead them. And in some of the reports, it was added that a day it was leading them to Salah. So one of the women, with the women at the back row, so he said, he asked for the torn garment that this young boy was putting on to expose his buttocks. He now said to the men, Allah to have Turan, Kippa, or Ibu. Would you cover the buttocks of your reciter? He said to the celebrated, and he got him the garment. He said he was so happy with the clothes that he got for him that, you know, he was not as happy as that in his life. So the challenge there was that the boy was so young. The boy of six, just imagine, the boy of six or seven living people in Salah. So to the extent that was, his garment was what? Was found at the boot of. But because they looked at the one who had the most reputation, they couldn't find except to put this boy forth, and they put him forth. They prevent him to reach there, and was the one living there. He also grew old and had to do like that. So this tells us the importance of memorizing the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the other hadith, يقوم القوم أقرأهم بكتاب الله. The one that would lead the people in Salah is one who has the most reputation. That you can recite the Quran better for the church. Reciter will be the one to lead them in Salah. Now let us look at some of the benefits that we have in this. Benefits in the hadith that a lot of people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embracing Islam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهُ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. A lot of tribes coming to the deen, coming to embrace Islam. So one of these people who benefited was the tribe of Amr ibn Salima, رَضَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, including his father. So the boy also was like the source of benefit and a sort of guidance, so to say, for his people. Because when they saw him reciting the Quran, a lot of them, they were moved towards knowing where this thing. So they were eager. And that you are prompted to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn about the deen. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a true messenger of Allah and the true prophet of Allah. To the extent that what the boy said, that his father said, I come to you from the Prophet Hakon in Suj, which was that what the father was convinced, having seen what he saw with the Prophet Allah. Then the Prophet Allah told them, when they were about to go back to their homes, said, La habra fi salah. When it is time for salah, when it is time for salah, فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ أَحْدُكُمْ, one of you should make the adhan, وَلْيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْثَرُكُمْ Quran, the one with the most Quran should lead you. That shows somebody must be the muadhin among us, because it is not compulsory to call to Salah. And the Prophet Allah said, there will be no three people or three persons that the Azan will not be said in their beach, in his place, except that what? Istakhwaza alayhi shaytan. Except that shaytan has control over them. So, we have talked about the importance of Azan before. Then, who is to lead us in this hadith of Amr ibn Maymun? Say, well, ya ummakum asfarukum Qur'an. God is the most Qur'an should lead you. No scholar will disagree on this. He said, the fact that what? The text is clear. The text is authentic. But in fabrication, scholars differ. Some of the scholars believe that asfarukum Qur'an, God is the most Qur'an to be the one to lead you. Only if there is someone that is that far, that knows the sixth better than that person. The one who is to lead is the one that memorizes the Quran much, to be the one to lead them. Only if this person understands the Quran better. After the understand, have more knowledge of the sixth than this person. Basing it on this argument. This is the position of Ibn Hazmi. Likewise, the position of Al-Imam Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala is of the opinion that one to lead is the upper, the one that is more learned in terms of the sin. Why? He says the one who is the sin during the time of the Prophet of Allah, those who were the best in the sin were those who are leading them. Abu Bakr was the one leading the people. Even when the Prophet was alive, during the sickness of the Prophet of Allah, the one that was leading them is Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr was not the one who could recite the Quran best. The Prophet of Allah said that the best reciter is Ubayy ibn Ka'b. It's Ubayy ibn Ka'b. There is no any disagreement from that. But why is it that Ubayy ibn Ka'b was not the one leading the people, while the Prophet of Allah was chief? And he has said here, فَلْيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْثَرُكُمْ قُرْآنًا. The one who memorized the Quran, the most should be the one to lead. Likewise, he said in another hadith, يَأُمُّ الْقَوْمَ أَكْرَأُهُمْ بِكِتَابِهِ. The one that will lead the people in Salah is the أَكْرَأُهُمْ, the one who can recite the Quran best amongst them. So they said, for the fact that Abu Bakr of the land was the one leading them, and after him, Umar of the land was the one leading them, shows that what? The one who is the most fit will be the one to lead them, not the one that memorizes the Quran most. This is the argument of Imam Malik and the one who took that position. Now don't look to the first position that is clear from the text, that the Ummah come across the Kitabillah, or the Ummah akra'ukum the Quran. The one who can study the Quran best should be the one to lead you. He says, the other hadith let us know that the one that takes precedence over the, that somebody that this takes what? Precedence over the one who can recite the Quran much. And that is the ruler. And that is the owner of the house. As we have in the other hadith. And the Prophet of Allah said, عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أم القوم أقرأهم بكتاب الله تعالى. The one that will lead the people to Salah is the one who can recite the Quran best in the amongst them. فإن كان في قراءة سواء if they are equal in the Quran, if they are what? Equal in the Quran. فَعَلَمُهُمْ بِالسُنَّةِ. Then one who knows the Sunnah better. Now if you look at this part of the hadith, you see that what? It has not come to the position of Imam Malik and those who supported him in that. Because the way they look at it is that what Abu Bakr was the one that led the people to Salah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was doing time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why was this? The Prophet appointed him to lead the people. That shows that he's the one with the most faith. And I know that Abu Bakr is not called a Sahaba. He's the one that understood the thick bench among the companions and in this woman. So I know that about that. But we will not stick to that because we have a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, which is what? يَأُمُّ الْقَوْمَ أَكْرَأُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. So the one to lead the people is the one that can recite the Quran best. And here he said what? فَلِيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْرَأُكُمْ. So the one who can recite the Quran best should be the one to lead you. So to not call this statement of the Prophet of Allah with the party, it will be difficult to do that. Coupled with the fact that what you are, the practice that you have used as evidence has an explanation. And the explanation is what is in that same hadith. That is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So the Prophet of Allah said, فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي السُنَّةَ طَوَاعًا. If they are equal in the sunnah, for example, Ijra. So the one who migrated to Islam first, or the one who migrated from the land of Kufu to the land of Islam, they should watch, should be the one to lead. So in terms of Hijra Tawar, if they are equal in their migration, for example, Sinman, Bukhi Yawayat, Sinman, get one who embraces Islam first, of them should lead them. Or the countess of them should lead them. وَلَا يَوْمَنَّ الرَّجِلُ الرَّجِلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ. A man should not be the imam of another man, the sultan in his kingdom, in his area of control. وَلَا يَفْرُدُ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَى تَقْرِمَتِهِ إِلَّا بِالْجِبْنِهِ. And he should not sit in a place specially made for himself and in his house, except with the permission of that man. That is, maybe you come to my house, my place that I watch, I prepared for myself. So you can't come here and sit there unless I ask you to sit there. You sit there and you have watched, you have gone against the honor of the Prophet of Allah. So you sit where is meant for the general people. Until the person is the owner of the house tells you, come and sit here. Not at what you say, I will sit there. But because of what? Because of the relationship between them is your friend and the like. So you want to sit in a place that he has watched, he has kept for himself. No, don't do that type of joke. Respect the hadith of the Prophet of Allah. If he now allows you to sit there, then you can sit. This is something that we practice in our day-to-day activities amongst ourselves. That we just sit in a place that somebody has watched and prepared for himself. That is against the sunnah. That is against the sunnah. Likewise, if you come to his house, maybe you have missed the Jama'ah, then you want to pray in his house. He's a good imam. Even if you understand, if you understand the fiqh better than him, if you understand, memorize the Quran better than him, he is given the right to lead you. By the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't come and use the hadith, the Ummul Qawma, Akra'uhum bi Kitabillah. Don't come and use what? The hadith, فَلِيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْثَرُكُمْ قُرْآنًا. Don't use that hadith. Don't use the hadith, فَلِيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْبَرُكُمْ. Yes, the other of the two of you lead you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَوْمَنَّ الرَّجُلُ إِذْ الرَّجُلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ. A man should not be the imam of another man in sultan, in his area of jurisdiction, in his area of control. The same thing applies to us, وَلَا يَقْعُدُ. He should not sit debating عَلَى تَكْرِمَتِهِ. In his house, at the place that what he has chosen for himself. إلا بإذنه. except with what with his permission. Now we'll go back to what the Maliki and some other that he brought. The case of Abu Bakr. We said that yes, Abu Bakr was the was the Khalifa. And the Khalifa who lead. And there have been right from the time of the Prophet Allah that Abu Bakr was to be the next Khalifa. As contained in the Sunan, that once the Umar of Allah knew, the Prophet had instructed the wife that go and tell the people to pray. So someone went to Umar of Allah and said, Umar, come and lead us in Salah. While Islam was chief during the sickness of his death. So Umar of Allah knew led them in Salah. The Prophet Allah of Allah had the voice of Umar in his house. As contained in Hadith, he said, وَكَانَ عُمَرْ مُجْمِرًا. The voice of Umar was what? Was loud. So, the Prophet Allah, when he heard the voice of Umar, he said, La, 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 no. So, when Abu Bakr came, he said, what? Abu Bakr should lead them in the Salah again. He said, وَيَعْبَ اللَّهُ وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ إِلَّا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. Allah and the Muslims, they will not support except Abu Bakr. These are some of the evidences that the scholars have said that what there are clear indications that Abu Bakr should be the next Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's what Abu Bakr the land leading the people. Why there are some of the companions who are better in recitation, memorization of the Quran than Abu Bakr the land were alive, was that Abu Bakr was the Khalifa, and that is what is Sultan. وَلَا يَوْمَنَّ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ. In the past, the rulers will be the imams. But it was when the ruler they became involved in worldly things, they were engaged in worldly affairs, they enjoyed themselves. So that was when they started leaving the role of the deen for the ulama. So then they would not choose somebody to be the one that will be in charge of the religious affairs. Now one cannot attack them on that. What you know you can do, it is better to give it to somebody you know can do it better. But if they insist on what they want to be the imam like that, despite the fact that what they did not memorize the Quran, if they still insist on what they want to be the imam, they have the right to be the imam. There was a seminar also organized by one of our brothers maybe some years back. So talking about the Sultan of Sokoto. So they invited some of these workers of 15 people. So they invited them and some of them were saying, no, how can Sultan become the Sultan? What does he know about the king? What does he? So some of the people present here who are also claiming to be Ahlus Sunnah, some of them were trying to say, okay, we have to take him gradually. We know he does not know much about the game, but you know, we are just trying to do things. So I now raised up my hands and I went there and said, what evidence says that the Sultan must be the happy or must be somebody who is most learned of the Ummah? What evidence says that? We have some of the Khulafa who are not learned about the deen. So, and among the Ummah, there are those who are more learned than them. I mentioned like Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. Why Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi was ruling the people? Abdullah ibn Umar of the land was alive. Likewise, Anas of Allah was alive. So the essence that one day we related Anas of Allah, despite all these companions, they still accepted them as their rulers. And they did not call for any khuruj against them. And this is what the Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah are upon. That doesn't mean that what they are sanctioning the heroes of this ruler. But anything that will sleep or fuel the blood of the Muslims, enter to split the Muslims or steal their blood, Islam is against it. And that was why they said that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala was calling to the church, and the ruler of that time, Ma'mun, and one that followed him, Al-Mu'tasim or Al-Wasif, the one that followed, they said that what they were championing because of the people of Bid'ah. Imam Ahmad was still supplicate for them. So he will not give up. He will still maintain the truth and will supplicate for those rulers. And those who are trying to tell the Imam that I can't do the vote again, he said what? Ad-dima'a, ad-dima'a. Please avoid the blood. Avoid the blood. So he will tell them this. So the Shah is there in that what the Khalifa is most entitled to the leading of the Salah, just as what is most entitled towards controlling the affairs of the dunya. So with this, the position of Imam Malik and some others is not a sound position on this issue. So the one that can take this over, the one with the most recitation or the most memorization, is the ruler. Likewise, the owner of the house also takes precedence over the visitor. Only the visitor is the most, the person with the most memorization in the world. So if that person says, no, I'm going to leave you, unless he is not going to pay in the house, if they're going to pay in the house, is not entitled to that in the sunna. But there is no harm if you give up the lot in right to the people that you reach. But for you to say because you are more learned, or because you have memorization, or because you are older, or because you can blame the man before that person, that you are going to be the man. Don't understand the hadith that way. Yes, the Prophet Allah said, but the end of the hadith is that what? وَلَا يَغُمَنَّ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ وَلَا يَقْعُدْ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ تَكْرِمَتِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. So we should take note of this. Now going back to the hadith of Amr ibn Salima, the Bible said he was a boy of 6 or 7 and was leading them. But does that mean that was a boy of 6 or 7 can be the Imam? The judge of the Surah said no. The judge of the Surah said what? No. Why no? Some of them said it was not known to the Prophet of Allah wa ta'ala. If we only told them that when you get back, you're the one with the most recitation lead you. So when they got back, they discovered that Amr ibn Salima was the one who brought the most recitation. So they made him Imam. So the argument is that a boy of 6 or 7, Salah is not compulsory on him. So there will be this playful, so to say, attitude in him. So how can a boy of 6, 7 be handling the affairs of the Balighun, those who are mature? So if they are playing with their Salah, a boy of 6, 7 will be controlling those whose Salah are what? Whose Salah is compulsion. He said no. So those, which means that those people, they make mistakes in what? Appointing Amr ibn Salima as their Imam. This is what majority of the scholars are for. But the issue of the deen is not an issue of majority. It's an issue of what? You are of evidence. Now, those who make that voice the Imam, were they people like us, or they were better? Huh? They are companions of the Prophet of Allah. So the companions of the Prophet of Allah upon them in a place made mistake. So we not say what? They made a mistake. Why did they make a mistake? Because we have a check that says what? We have faith that what? Atara is not compulsory on the young boy. So how can the young boy whose Torah is not compulsory on now take control of the Torah, no using us as their age? Some of them said, okay, if it's not Peter, then it's permissible. If it's God, if it's not Peter, it's permissible. This is the view of some scholars of Mazai, that in Napila. What you can't do? No. What we are establishing is that the majority of them said what? He cannot be an imam in compulsory scholar. Some of them said in Napila, yes. Because God is not compulsory. Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi, rahimahullah ta'ala, surprisingly, he also was in support of this view. He said no. He said because the Prophet of Allah is not watch. They should make that God imam. So we not give what the statement of the Prophet of Allah for the ishtihad of a group of people. So he said to me, the small boy who has not attained the puberty cannot be an imam, not in Nabila and not in Farish. That group that say what you can be imam in Nabila with what evidence? Have you established Nabila and have you not watched, not of the fault? But we still come back to the reality. That is what the companions, they are companions of the people of Allah, and that is one. It was during the time of what? Of revelation. If that practice of there was wrong, if the practice of there was to be wrong, what he would have watched would have been reviewed from the Prophet of Allah to say what these people did is wrong. For them to have done it like that, till the death of the Prophet of Allah, after the death of the Prophet of Allah, you know what it takes for the boy to become what? Mature. It's not the thing of what? 3, 4, 5 years. If they become mature around 8-11, that would be what? About 4 years or so. So, for someone to have led the people in Salah for about 4 years, and it was really time of the Prophet of Allah, and no revelation at what? Had come down, God should not come back. No, that would not be correct. The Prophet of Allah was leading the people in Salah in his standard, and there was filth in the world. In a standard. What happened? He took off the standard and the companions took off theirs. After the scholar, he asked them, why did you take off your standard? He said, we saw you taking off your standard and that's why we took off ours. He said that, you bring them to me for akhbar and the Nabi Imam Fadrami. And he told me that what? That he feels in both of them. So when one of you comes to the mosque, you should look at the standard. If there is filth, you should rub it against the ground and what? Play it. So what do you feel that to correct that situation? So if I pray for about 4 or 5 years without being corrected, this will not work, will not be listening. So some of them say, he was leading them in Nabila, not in Farish. The companion, Amr bin Salima, did not say he was leading them what? In Nabila. He didn't say he was leading them in Nabila. So it is general like that. Amr ibn Salima, was he a companion or not? Some said he was not a companion. Why? Because he did not meet the Prophet of Allah. Some said he met the Prophet of Allah. So Allah Alam, the one that is more correct is that what? He was a companion of the Prophet of Allah. I know somebody, for somebody to become a companion, the Prophet must be established that was he met with the Prophet of Allah. So you will say somebody who see or saw the Prophet of Allah, this definition will not watch, will not be comprehensive because our compliant people bring them of the Prophet of Allah. But if there's somebody who met the Prophet of Allah, believed in him, and died upon that vision. That's the definition of a companion. It may be for an hour, it may be for 2 hours, it may be for a day, we before years. The most important thing is that what is called the protocol matter to make him believe in him, died in him, and died on that word, on the belief. That shows that one who saw a woman, the Prophet of Allah, was disbelieved after that, will not watch, will not be a companion. So that would be an apostate. The one who believed in the Prophet of Allah, the one who met the Prophet of Allah but did not believe in him, will you watch? Yeah? A kafir. The one who met the Prophet of Allah, but outwardly, he believed in him, but inwardly did not believe in him, would you watch? The munafiq. So the one who met the Prophet of Allah, but did not believe in him until he died, after his death, that is after the death of the Prophet of Allah, and not believed in him, what do you mean? The tajiri, yes, would you want of the great tajiri? Some people call them Muhatramun. Those who are existing during the time of the Prophet of Allah, but did not watch, did not believe in him. So they will call them tajiri. Those who existed during the time of the Prophet of Allah, but he did not watch, did not believe in him. So the evidence is that what? A boy, a small boy, a young boy can be an imam as long as what he comprehends what he's doing. He understands what he's doing. But Amr ibn Salim radiallahu anhu could what narrate what happened to him during that time. Likewise, the benefit that the women are to be behind the men is Salah. So to the extent that what he said that one of the women in the community now says Salah is Tuna Anna is Fariqum. Won't you cover the buttocks of your reciter? That's what the women will do what will be. But later that started to be what the parity between the prayer place of the men and that of the women because of what? Of fitna. You know, as time went on, religiosity in people started to reduce. And that was why Aisha of the Lanya, when he saw what some women were doing, he said that while the Prophet of Allah trying to be alive, Yamana'ahunnat masajid, would have banned them from what? Coming to the mosque. But why can't Aisha, or why couldn't Aisha ban them from coming to the mosque? So she did not want to introduce in the deen what she could not watch the page. She saw something that was that she did not like. So the essence that was instead was the person to be alive to see what these people are doing, the mana wounded matter, to have prevented them from. So some of the companions, his son, that is Abdullah bin Umar of Allah, his son, Bilal, not Bilal bin Muhammad, Bilal, one of the sons of Abdullah bin Umar, you know, was disturbed by the attitude of these women. So his own wife, he prevented her from coming to the mosque. He banned her from coming to the mosque. So Abdullah bin Umar, when he saw this, Abdullah bin Umar of Allah said that the Prophet of Allah said, La tamna'u ima Allah ima Allah. Don't prevent the female servants of Allah from coming to the mosque. Wa salatuhunna fi buyutihinna afdal. But for them to pray their outreach is what? Is better. And this is hadith of the Prophet of Allah. But this man, you know, saw what the women they are doing, and he did not want his own wife to partake, to join this group of women. Not that they were that bad compared to the women of our society, the women in our mosque today. But he could not tolerate that. He said what? La nam na'uhunna. He will certainly prevent them. A Muslim. He said, Fatabba Mustafan ما طبع بإصبعه قط. Says he blasted him, blasted him, but the Abdullah ibn Umar blasted his son. ما طبع بإصبعه قط. The way he has not watched blasted him before. Said, I'm telling you, the Messenger of Allah said so much. You are telling me you are going to do this for me. Another report says, from Akalamahu Hattamah, he didn't speak to him until watch, until he died. But also, God said, the boss, he was, in addition, the Muslim of Imam Ahmad, he was protected. The shahid here is that some of these companions, they thought what was going on, but for them to say no, what they only did was that what, do you remember Umar al-Dalani? That Umar al-Dalani said, "Tell Ja'alman had a barber in his back. Why can't we make this door for the women? That means there were two doors. So they said, let us make these doors for the women, and this was to remain for the men." At the end of the story, they said, Ibn Umar al-Dalani did not pass through the door made for what? For the women. Now today, no, as time went on, there was a sutta, I think a barricade between them, because this fitna was increasing. And the one who has the opportunity to go to Hajj, we see what, where the fitna has gotten to now. That there was serious ikhtilat between men and women. So in essence, that when you are praying, the person beside you will be a woman. So serious ikhtilat. You are being told the person behind you will be a woman. To the extent that what? A woman knows there will be a kind of rush and pushing. So to the extent that one will be resting on your back, will be a woman. The man once asked Shekiyaya al-Ajuri that during the tawaf that he ejaculated, what is the ruling on his heart? Now the woman that was relying on that man, her attention was to worship Allah, not to rely on that. But the man who lived, felt something strange, and he could not control himself anymore. He had forgotten that he was there to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So and that's why those who are listening, you do a part of the Khilata, we have to. Sitting in front of a woman and discussing what? It's fitna itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. يَغْضُضْنَ. He didn't say what? They closed their eyes. Said what? يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. It's what? Lower their gaze. Because there is nothing that can come out of this except what? Fitna. Except what shahwah. However pious you are. And that was when the Prophet of Allah warned against things like this. Now it happens as a woman being, but what did Quran say? He said what? If it happens, it's free for a child. Turn away watch. Don't face. The Prophet told Ali of the land, La tuzbi'i nadra nadra. Don't follow the look before the other one. For in the lakal ula, the first one is what? It's overlooked. Wa laysat lakal akhra. If you look the second time, it is written against you. So all these are available texts. Except someone who wants to deceive himself. And that's why somebody recently will say that what? When he learned that the Khalid Aramein is body, he got the lion will get what? Reduce the masjid haram. He said what they should separate it. A place should be for the males and another place should be for the females. You know, all these liberals, the Muslim liberals, as you are in the world, they started attacking this man. Seriously. He said what? He's trying to cause segregation among the people. Now, this man, the ruler himself wanted what? To innovate the mosque. What he has only said is that what? There should be a place for the male and a place for the female. So that does not come from much attack. but it comes, it became the talk of the town. Everybody making jest of that man, attacking him, saying a lot of rubbish about this man. This is to tell us the way the people, the way we have degenerated concerning the issue of ikhtilat. Now the issue should not be overflowed. Ikhtilat, the prohibition of ikhtilat should not what overflowed with everything that Allah has not made haram will make it haram. And in that one should not be to view the essence that you don't see anything wrong with sitting with another person's wife, talking, discussing, looking at know each other, face, you know, talk, and now come out the court. That does not affect me at all. But I can sit in front of her for 20 hours, it's not affecting me at all. Your case would be like the case of someone who is saying that what I can take 20 bottles of Buddha or so, and I'm not getting subjugated. Should that mean, does that mean that what is permissible, then you can take it? Once Allah does not make something haram, it is haram. So, Yaqun was the whole Alam Nisa, a boy dancing upon women. He was talking to the first generation of the Muslims. But a lot of people today don't hear anything, what you want to discuss with the woman, you have to watch in isolation. No just that. And you discuss, and you discuss. One fitna erupts from this, and we're blaming nobody except ourselves. So, what you are saying in essence is that what? There is no text that says there must be a sujda between the place of the male and what? And the female. There is no text that says what? There must be. Those who have done it, they've done it out of what? Trying to call the fitna. There is no harm. But since there are those who did not do that thing, we should not, we shouldn't attack them. But we should lower our gaze at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, wa kulli mukmin yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfadhu furujahum. So we should apply that and statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, la tud'i nadra al-nadra. Likewise, when somebody asks him concerning nadra al-fujha, just have a quick look, he says, Israq Wajah. Okay, we repeat me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, shalom, la ilaha illa anta.
Can we compare this to the second one is that, can we say that it is a condition that make those people do that? Except we have the same condition here. Now, okay, maybe those who are to lead, they don't know, then the boy can lead. Can we say the same condition? Can we use that?
And that's what you are saying. They look at one with the most recitation, so and they make him the imam. So if the one with the most recitation is the boy, so they can make him the imam. But if there is already an imam for the mosque, so he is what? He's the person of authority in that mosque. So he's the one to lead. Not that somebody goes to the mosque. On getting to the mosque, he is the imam. He is a happy, but the imam is not a happy. He not try to tell the Jama'ah that I'm a happy. And the Prophet of Allah has said what? Ya umul qawma, akra umul kitabina. So when he says that, he will also tell him, if you have understanding of the deen, wala ya ubanda rajulu, rajula fi sultani. So you are not the one in control of what? Of the masjid. So the one with the imam of the Rabbi mosque or a Jami mosque is the one with what? With authority there. So if that is not the case, then you are traveling together, for instance, now, so you want to pray. So the first thing is to put, to present the one with the most recitation. So in the absence of that, we, if all of them are equal, they will present the one with what? In the most learned in Greek. Then if they are equal, then the one with what? The one with the Ijra, and so the one with what? Who embraced Islam first? The elder, or the elders of them, like that. So as the Prophet of Allah in the Hadith of the Living Masurah of the Line. Now, concerning the boy is putting on shorts. Now, one cannot say he can't play that way, but it's better one covers the what? The size. In the case of Amr ibn Salima, it was the buttocks that was what? That was exposed because of what? The tear at the back of the garment. In this case, we are talking about maybe putting on shorts, maybe for part of the thigh of what we exposed a bit. So, that one may not make him the imam for that reason, but some scholars will not go against that because they believe that the ties are not our with respect to men. That what is the aura is the aura of Ghallabo. That is the primary part that are the aura. So this is a statement of the jumhur of the scholars. But the one that is more correct is that what the ties is what the sides are a part of the of the aura. So one should avoid that, wallahu a'lam.
Yeah. Okay.
Now the issue is it is better you don't comment on things that you don't know much about, so that what your mistakes will be little. When one talks too much, when you say something, you try to comment. Even if you have not watched, read much about that, that will make you have watched many mistakes. And when you have many mistakes, it is difficult for you to recant the position, except with what? With the mercy of Allah. So not so much you are defending the Sunnah, at the same time you are behaving like people of Bid'ah. Somebody who has spent much of his time reading, trying to watch to arrive at the truth, to see many mistakes. We talk about these great scholars, Sheikh Lazman, Imam Shah, Imam Malik. These are what? Are great scholars in the deen. Yes, they have what? They have one mistake or the other. Not one, they have many mistakes. And these are people who have spent their time in what? In learning. But some of the issues that what they have used their time to upwatch, to study and arrive at, they are still wrong on some of these issues. Not that of somebody who has not learned anything about an issue, and are just currently, when they ask you for this fatwa, it is not your own way to say what I don't know. That is what is not the quality of a student of knowledge, neither is it the quality of a scholar. So deliberately I refuse to talk on that. As I said, what it has not happened. That is, today is what? It's 24th. So then I was saying that today is the 24th or so. So and it has not happened. I don't want to talk on the issue on the what on the confirmed. And one of our brothers, you know, assisted us just for the information that what he had on that. So with that, more from this. If something is proven scientifically and does not contradict the text of the Quran and Sunnah, I know you believe in what? In it. But a Muslim should not be someone who does the word carrying about rumors. Trying about rumors. Or trying to what? To say something that the scientists have said is in line with what Allah said in the Quran. Eh? Because what the so-called enemies have what said today, tomorrow they may not keep up. Now how will you do, or how will you what your reaction to what you have used the verse of the Quran to establish that it's as if you want to explain it that way. What, how do you do that? So now that one should not, should be very, very careful. Don't say what the scientists have said, it begins for the Quran has said. Or what the Quran, what the scientists have said is in line with what the Quran has said. Until what you are carrying out very strong research on that. Because for you to have said Quran has said it, saying that when it is not proven that that thing is wrong, will you say Quran is wrong again? Or what will you do? So not the Quran is against this thing until what? Until you are verified it. Now one may fall into such a mistake once in a while, but one should learn to say what I don't know, or to you know, if you're commenting on something. Some of our brothers once said to say that what at times we'll be talking and brothers then will not comment on something. After I will go and read about it, they will not comment. Now deliberately, I will not comment on something because I don't have much knowledge about that, about those things. At times deliberately I will refuse to comment on something because I don't want to talk. So once you learn to say what I don't know at times, then you also learn to watch to refrain from talking. Because when you talk so much, at times when people look at what you say, they see that what you have established nonsense. And it will be more difficult for you to now recant. Most of those who are, those that it's very difficult for them to recant their position after they have fought people, they give common chain blows with people. When they got to know that what, they are wrong on this issue. So it's not, it will become what between defending my personality and what defending the truth. So to prefer to defend our personality towards defending the truth. Yeah. Of the very, it is, if there is active brain, it is not, that's not a new thing. There are a lot of phenomena in the world happening. There are a lot of calamities befalling people in the world. So this is not a new thing. But for you to say there is something called active brain, and the Muslim should not say no. They shouldn't say what? Yes. Only this thing is what calculated and it is what tested and proven to be like that. You know, some scholars when they say people went to the space, some scholars said it's not possible. They said what? It is not possible. Thinking that was an impossibility. But some scholars said, is there a verse in the Quran that says what? You cannot go to the space. So those who say it is not possible, they said Allah said what? Yana shall jinn will eat the tabat and tabu min akbar salawat al abd. Tanfudu, la tanfuduna illa bikin sorry. And that was, don't you think it's possible rather? He said that was true, that was. He can go. Tanfudu, la tanfuduna illa bikin sorry. He said it was with authority. He said the authority is what in this day and life that what they have created. So is that, but you will have to go to the says, you have misinterpreted that verse. But what follows is what? يُسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَاهٌ بِالنَّارِ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَاتِ اتَّتَرَى. So it will be sent upon you شُوَاهٌ بِالنَّارِ فَيَرْمَنْ. So those who have gone to the space, how many fireflies or how many parasites have been sent upon them? So the verse is not talking about those people. They did not go to the Salawat. They have seen what? They've not even crossed to the fourth heaven. They've gone to the moon, they've gone to the, is the moon as sama? Allah said what means after the samawat quarters. So they've not gone through that. God will be able to go to the sama and the changes and the prophets of Allah. As the Prophet of Allah Salam was taking on what? A miraj. But for every time you can die to say what to penetrate the sama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? He made the sama sakfan makfuna. It's a sin that is what? Makful. Garbage. So you can't enter the sama. So thinking that people have gone to this place, they've gone to this means what? They've entered the sama. What is that? So those who are trying to say that Quran and Islam are said so and so, that the people go to the state, they will use that verse, لا تقولون إلا بسلطان. Likewise, is it air flat, or is it shameful, or is it round? So there is no likelihood that it was, the Quran is flat. So the Quran will say what? وَالْأَرْضَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا لَمْ نَجْعَلْ الْأَرْضَ مِهَاهَا. So we are not saying what bizarre for you. So bizarre, we say bizarre, we start to watch. We'll be on the square or so. So that means the earth is square. How about it not saying the earth is what? It's square. So we want to say, okay, indications, there are indications that what? The earth is what? It's very cool. But as long as that is not going to apply to your iman or decrease anything from your iman, since it's not going to be categorical from the text, so you don't fight people over that, you don't negate and not watch establishment. Once something is what is proven scientifically, the chances that everybody are taking it, and there are evidences for that, then you take it. As long as it does not contradict the layer text of the Quran. When shall God send human beings evolve from people? A lot of scientists, they watch. The champion that they were studying it, now they started what? To send themselves over that. Some of them were saying no, that is just a mere hypothesis. Some of them were saying yes. I remember some time ago I read in one paper, one British scientist said that is just a mere hypothesis. And today it has become what? Something that what they are fighting over themselves over. That is attacking one another on that. But before now, people saw that thing as what? As a scientific what? Fact. So you don't have to bother yourself whether this thing is this. If it is proven, then just to take it. Just like when aeroplane was invented, for example, you watch, we kick against that no, this thing is no, it's ship. Trying to watch, to claim that they are going to, you don't have to watch.
A male and female working together, is it allowed for them to share meal, attend dinner? Please, what would be the ruling on taking an opposite sex out for lunch?
Now, if they are husband and wife, husband and wife, there is no harm in it. But if they are not, this is what is big fitna. This is what is big fitna. And, you know, the painful thing is that a lot of brothers of Al-Sunnah, they also have delight in what they're doing about with sisters. To the extent that you think that these sisters are his wife, the way they go about, this is against the Sunnah. So this will lead into what you being in isolation with them, talking. Just me sitting in front of the lady, looking, gazing at one another. This is fitna in the deen. This is fitna. There are a lot of people that have come out of this. Small talk of what now going out for me. You want to go to Mr. Big, you want to go to Mr. Small and the like. So this, so take watch. So almost in the Western society, so to say, has made these things as what? As long for us, you as a Muslim, you have to remember and recollect that you are a Muslim, that your religion does not tolerate this. A lot of women in these offices can fool themselves of some of these men through this message. And a lot of men have also worked for themselves on married women and unmarried women through this method. So we have to be very, very careful in this. Don't say because your society calls for this, then you don't have what the revelation. You have to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to think of the law of Islam on things like that. And Islam has only done this for our own benefit. Because this thing can land you in fitna that is greater than this. However, that doesn't mean one cannot speak to women at all. No. That's another stage of excessiveness, so to say. that you can't speak to women at all. You can see there is need for that. So for you to see that as just a thing of, you know, play a role that just winding away time, no. But if there is a necessity for that, then you can do that. As contained in the Sunnah that Ali radiallahu anhu, somebody came looking for Fatima radiallahu anha, wanting to ask her something. So getting to Ali's house, Ali was not around, so he refused to enter the house. So when he came, he said that I came to the house, but you are not around. He said, you should have entered. He said, no, the Prophet of Allah salam, that he prevented أن تكلم النساء يعني بيوتهن إلا بإذن أهلهن. That woman prevented talking to the women in their houses except with the permission of their husband. So you cannot enter the house of the man now if you want to have something to discuss with the wife. If the man, you know, hit you something on your head, it's justified. But a lot of men today, they have what is known as ghayra in the deen. They don't have any jealousy for their wife. Who if your wife is the most obvious person on the earth, as long as it's your wife, you have to have that jealousy in you. Okay, the man that has come, what has he said? It's your right to ask. What are you looking for? And that thing is what is also a kind of glory. And it's a kind of the thing of happiness for that woman that okay, she occupies a very important place in your heart. But when you leave your wife, anybody can come enter at all. No, the person calls such a man is a youth. Is a youth is a man that does not, you know, have any feeling for his wife. How can the sincere and the responsible man say you are going to one outing now? And you should be away for about 2 days or 3 days if you are having a meeting, you have to go to. So, Shaitan, if the man is what? If a man that has jealousy for his wife and for his being, he should be disturbed. Just going about his men, that is not part and parcel of the being. It was said that one reporter, you know, wanted to shake the Muslim man. So, and that Muslim man refused to shake her. So, that female reporter felt embarrassed. He said, why are you people behaving like this? You know, I don't like shaking other than my wife. So, I would like to shake my wife. The woman said, I would like my husband to be person of somebody like you. Because this reporter knew that, you know, most people, you know, they will shake women anyhow. And there is something that has to do with that. That has to do with, you know, love in the shaking. And everyone told me that she started to realize that shaking hands with men or the opposite sex is something that is not okay. When somebody shook her and that person was using his tongue, you know, to feel the pain. What type of rubbish is that? So we should try to be proud as Muslims. Our laws are here for us. So let us respect ourselves so that people will respect us. When we humiliate ourselves, people will humiliate us. And what? They will humiliate us and will impose their cautions on us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are the best people to go for mankind. Allah Allah. Now, can one shake one sister that is or take her out, and that is permissible if the husband knows your relationship with her. You know, when the husband knows that this is my in-law, so to say, so the brother of my wife, that thing watch will not be big in his heart. But this a man, my co-worker at our class, co-worker there. So what would if this man touch this woman, you know, so don't put in his heart, maybe they want to do so and so, maybe. But it is what is difficult for somebody to have this feeling that maybe if the brother or his wife has come to us to do illicit acts with his wife. Very, very difficult, except for people who are not what God did for Allah Allah. He has always been in class, moving right from the time of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. And that's all why Aisha radiallahu anha said to Bukhari, when she wanted to do tawaf, she would prefer to do tawaf when there was no much crowd, particularly in the night, as one of the reporters reported that the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, their own tawaf would be when there was, and there would be the kind of control, serious control, even at that time, so that people would not just give who is there anyhow. But you know, the population is increasing. Whenever the Saudi government, whenever they, you know, introduce new developments, they also increase the number of those who are coming. So it's like what they are still going back to say one. When you increase something, you increase the number again. And their own claim is that people who are interested in art are what? Are becoming what? More and more. So what that man suggested, a lot of you attacked him, is not a real solution, but there is a kind of solution there. Maybe there should be a place for the females during their power, that this place is meant specifically for the females. But the problem is that there are some people who come with maybe their mother, so there are people who come with what, their wife, that if not know business, so that will result in so much you looking for one another after what you achieve what power, and it will be difficult for you to locate people like that. So I think the solution should be what, maybe there should be a kind of control and self-control. You should respect yourself. Some people, for instance, now, if they prefer, maybe you are supposed to go around this center. Now, for you, we prefer to come close to that so that they could finish what the fastest in time. So, what if they move far away from that thing or far away from that thing, they will still complete it, but it takes maybe twice the time that they will use. So that has been one of the problems of this, one of the causes of this last during tawaf. Another thing is, some women have been told that you have this Kaaba, it has a lot of rewards, it has so and so, try to pray all your salawat in the haram. So some of them, when they go, when they will leave in the morning, they won't come until what? In the evening, or after salat in the shah. So I think I'm referring to the women now. And the Prophet of Allah said, what has been salat? And he has said, what has been mentioned by Allah in the Qadir? What salat of women have been using in the Abdul? For them to claim the houses is better. So this would have the houses that what they rented in the Mecca or so, that go and pray there is more rewarding than what coming to the Kaaba to observe your 5-day prayer. But the women will not listen. So, because they've been deceived that there is reward there. Fine, there is reward. But when Islam was saying this, he was saying this in his own message. He was telling the woman that for you to pray inside your house is better for you than praying in the masjid in your community. Then praying in the masjid in your community is better than coming to my mosque. But you know, the women, they will advance it that way, the other way around. So they will say, okay, praying in the mosque of the Prophet of Allah is more rewarding than praying in the mosque of the community. Praying in the mosque of the community is more rewarding than praying inside their house. So there is nothing that is more important or very important, so to say, that you want to learn in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the wives of the Prophet of Allah, wa qawna fi buyutikunna, and pray in your houses. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. And don't go out anyhow. Don't go out anyhow the way the women of the Jahiliyyah will go out. Now, someone may say this is applicable to the wives of the Prophet of Allah. Then I will say, fine. If the wives of the Prophet of Allah learn that are the most pious of the believers, of the female believers, if they are called this, then we also, our women, they need this. Then come with the fact that the Prophet of Allah says, as mal asu awra. The woman is what? Is awra, nudity, nakedness. فَإِذَا خَرَجَتْ if she goes out, is the shrafa or shaitan. Shaitan calls all eyes. Falls all eyes on her. The Prophet of Allah says, wa أَقْرَبُ مَا تَكُونُ الْمَرْأَةُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهَا. A woman is closer to the mercy of our Lord وَهِيَ فِي أَعْرِبَيْتِهَا when she was inside the house. So this is a hadith addressing all the women of the believers. So this is something that is important for Allah.
Since I need evidence from the Quran and Sunnah that prostrating and bending when eating is forbidden.
Now, evidence is from the Quran and Sunnah that says it is forbidden to prostrate or bend when eating. The first thing is that there is no difference of opinion among the scholars of Islam. When I say scholars of Islam, starting from the time of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who follow them, those who follow those people, all till today, that prostrating or bending when greeting people is haram. There is no difference of opinion concerning that. Over these books of the so-called Sufi people, also established it. About 3 years ago, I was telling one of the Sufi leader, I saw people bending for him, prostrating for him. And the man was holding the seal of a Qawi on Jalalain. So I now opened the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. That way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that when كُنَّ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ. So when I opened that verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to the angel that we should prostrate for Adam. So Allah Swami, who was a Sufi, now wrote that this is not allowed in our Sharia. Because there are evidences from the Sunnah that prohibit this type of practice. So I showed it to the Sufi man, he read it. Despite it, he could not tell the people that were bending or bowing for him not to bow. For us, I established what I wanted to establish. And that was what? When I don't do it to you, don't think I'm a stubborn boy. Or don't think what? This person does not respect the people. And who the old man said what? Is a bad old Ishewa. A lot of these area boys and these robbers, when they want to greet you, they what? They will go down flat. That doesn't mean that at night they will not come and watch Bobby House to deceive you. So I showed it to him, and that has been watched. If you look at all the books of the seal, the evidence is what is prohibited in the Sharia. Now what are the evidences for that? The Prophet of Allah wa alayhi wa sallam said that what? لَوْ كُنْتُ آمِنًا أَحْدًا أَنْ يَسْجَ الْأَحْدٍ لَأَمَرْتُ الْمَرْأَةً أَنْ تَسْجَ لِزَجَ الْعِظَمِ حَقِّي عَلِيهَا. If I want to order somebody to prostrate for any person, I would have ordered the woman to prostrate for her husband because of what? Because of the right that the husband has over him. Why did man make the statement? He made the statement when one of the companions prostrated for him. That I saw people in Rome, I saw people, the people in Sham, and what in Yemen, prostrating for their religious leader. So I not felt that you are more entitled to this than these people. So I decided that when I got to Medina, I would do it. So the Prophet said, no, not do that. Keep on God. Instruct anybody to do it. I'll instruct the women, the woman to do it for her husband. But no, don't do it. Likewise, the hadith of Anas of the land, that if a man meets another man, his brother, the king, should he call for him? The Prophet said, no. So that shows that what? This is not allowed in Islam. And the scholars have said, they are unanimous on this, that is not allowed. If one is doing it, he becomes a kafir. If unhappiness is what is attached to it. That is, if you feel that these people, they deserve it, that one has to do it for them. So with the intention of what? Of worshipping, then this becomes what? It becomes kufr. But if the intention is just to greet them, not with the intention of what? That they deserve it and it is what? A kind of worshipping, then that is what is mafia. I hope this is clear. Somebody is taking in Tottenham, for instance, maybe he's taking half or Buddha. The one who is taking Buddha or half is either a kafir or what? A sinner. A sinner, if he's taking it, and he knows that this thing is what? Is wrong, it's haram. But what will I do? I want to take this thing. But when you ask him to tell him, no, I know it's haram, I know that Allah for him. So the person is a sinner. It's not a kafir. So he needs to be guided. But the one who says, what is wrong in, I said, don't disturb my life, bro. This thing is, when I think it, I become, Allah cannot prohibit this thing. Who needs Muhammad to say this? I will not take this from him. So his case is what that what? It's not like the case of somebody who is taking alcohol or intoxicants. His own case is the case of somebody who is legalizing what Allah created. The same thing applies to somebody who is humanizing or who is fornicating. If he says, well, I don't think there's anything wrong in this. We're in the 24th century now. But you know, if I would not, I would just say like that, not enjoy myself. No, I can't take that from you. Such a problem is what is legalizing what Allah has created. So it's what? It is a curse. It is fruitful to do that. But the one who is doing that, but knows that this thing is wrong, such a problem is what? It's a sinner. And there are some things that are clear kufru. Whether it's legalizing or not, one who does it is what? In the kafir. Like the one who is offering sacrifice other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's legalizing it or not, the one who is what? Making sustain. Whether the person legalizing it or not is what? It's the kafir. Because this act themselves are kufru. Allah wa ta'ala.
Please,
Okay. It's not an evidence. We are talking about those that have been made as imam of the mosque or those who are in control. Not every negotiant is in control of what? Of the property in Lagos. Maybe it's his own house that so if he builds a mosque in his own house, maybe in front of his house, and he wants to be leading the people know him. But for you to say, okay, the Goshen should be the imam first before the, so that we need the text for that, that they should be the imam. Maybe there's somebody that is not the imam, since he's not the imam, he's not the imam. So he has been the mosque and what he has said that what is not the imam. So we will not be treated like that.
If someone says, yes, his voice has failed him, he should be. I mean, he doesn't. He doesn't treat it. but if he does not do it in grace, what does Islam say on this? On this kind of voice, and what advice do you have for successful people?
Now, you are who hears the voice that tells him to do something, and if he does that thing that voice tells him, that he does not regret. If he doesn't do this, he regrets not doing it. Now, that voice is king, or that person has a mental or psychological problem. One of the two. At times, you may not be hearing anything, but you feel what you are hearing something as a result of what the psychological problem that one has. So, that person ought to consult first those who are specialists in the area of psychology or those who are in psychiatric. So, consult those people first. So, if they say, okay, there is nothing that is being, and nothing persists, maybe suffering from shame. So what you should be doing is what the leadership has come that the Prophet of Allah recommends that one should be doing whenever one feels such a thing. So like reciting the ayat in Qudsi, reciting Qul Allahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, and the like. So we recite that thing and you should put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when the person, what that thing tells him to do, he looks at that thing. If that thing is against the Sharia, he doesn't do it. If that thing is not against the Sharia, if it's not, if there is no harm if he does it, as long as what he has told him is not against the Sharia. Some people, Jin will be telling them to do something. Some people, Jin will tell them to do, as long as what is not the one looking for Jin. He has not done anything to seek for the assistance of the team. The team just appears and tells them to do so and so. So he should take that thing that the team has asked him to do, he should take it to the sunnah. If it agrees with the sunnah, then he does it. If it does not agree with the sunnah, then he doesn't do it. But at the same time, if you want to have a contact with the team, what should be seeking protection from that, because it's something that is serious for now. Last question.
I
cannot Now the fact that somebody is committing sin, maybe fornicating, taking intoxicants, or doing some other things like that, that are sin, does not mean what we should boycott that person completely. Because you yourself, you are not free from what? From sin, you also sin. Even if somebody is doing this kabira, you are also doing another kabira. So we are like mirror for one another. What I'm doing that is wrong, you may not be doing it. What you are doing that is wrong, I may not be doing it. So I will tell you your own wrong, you tell you your own sincerity so that what we correct one another. That should be the attitude of a Muslim. So you tell everybody that is committing the sin, you don't do such a person, you boycott such a person, then there will be no person left that what you greet. And that was what we talked about last week concerning calling people mutabi'un, particularly those who are watch, are practicing the sunnah, they are spreading the sunnah. So you can't have one mistake of the other that you see in them, you now what say what they are mutabi'un. Don't worry, there are people behind you who also call you a mutabi. There are people behind that person that also call that person a mutabi. And with that, the mutabi become what? They become many. So and with that, the issue of the deen become light. Because we have lost trust in everything in ourselves. Nobody can tell the truth. The same thing with respect to the same. You can only boycott people when you know that boycott is going to benefit them. That is the courage that we need. You boycott when you know that what boycott is going to benefit. When you know that boycott is not going to benefit, then you don't boycott. If you have said several times. But you can maybe by meeting her, tu kan pas de mettre des gardes. Et on peut faire un peu de boulot pour la bouddhane. So with that, you convince her and she believes. So you say, to say what? I will not make the thing to you. You see a lady that is badly dressed, maybe in trouble, and then those ladies, they are prostitutes, they are deep. And maybe some of them are what? Muslims. You boycott them completely, you don't give them the thing, you have not assisted them, you have only made their case worse. A portion of them will be asked that you don't even come across, you don't come towards to their face. But when you speak to them, you say the thing on them, you say, some people are saying, some of them will want to move close to you, but you have to be cautious. So that another person will not trust, will not be wrong from that. So I do not advise you that you should boycott the woman. You say the thing, but when you see her telling you Ogogoro at that point, you don't give the thing. But when she's not telling you Ogogoro, then you make the thing to her and also try to give that or not.
We should get our voice to grow more than what we did, as the app has a negative to our competition. It's also true that it's more effective when the air is shaped on the ground. We move things to our head down on top, more than we thought and share it for that, or we should. It's not on that. This always, this is a double reason behind a large Almighty commandment. So, which of the people of the Lord do you tonight? If this message is viable, please pass on to others. This kind of messages we should try to get to our present. Even if a non-Muslim does not, whatever says, it does not confirm what the Quran is saying, we should not rely on whatever a non-Muslim or a Muslim says or scientist, or trying rather to prove what Allah has commanded them. And any message that says please pass on to others, always suspect that they are
messages. I also just want to run this is very important. That we try to, like somebody was telling me, that let us try to, we should study science, we study just to Islamize. Not Islamize. Islam is what is here already. So Islam is not against science. You learn science, but don't learn things that are against Islam or practice things that are against Islam in science. But for you to do what, let us Islamize the science. We want to Islamize economics. We want to Islamize biology. Don't need to Islamize biology. If you don't want to Islamize that, means don't think that you are saying you want to look for the evidences for those things in Islam. In the course of looking for evidence for those things that you said in Islam, you may use some things that are not really backing it. Look at this now. Think, wanting to establish that what praying is what is beneficial. You can't rely on what this person has said. Maybe it is true that someone has said it's just an observation. But another time you may just come up and say what, that is rubbish. And you have said what, you have used that as an evidence to say what, Salat is what. It's good. So don't rely on things like this. At the same time, you cannot eat all completely. Be cautious. Wait for what you did watch. The, what's it called? Yeah? The feedback of this thing. So as you can watch, you cannot comment on this or watch to rubbish. But relying on things like this or passing, those who are always interested in things like this about the Muslims, are those zealous brothers. Huh? Those zealous brothers. Like someone was sending about, somebody just made a kind of cartoon. Say that some people were attacking the Prophet of Allah Salam and they were turned into swine. So this, if you can recollect, maybe about 2 or so years or 3 years or so ago, that people were just spreading that across the internet that for people they have used the word of love, and so those people have been torn into swine. So later the Lord just said it was me that made that thing. Yes. So have you not spread it, you have sent it. So don't be carried away by this thing that, you know, wanting to pull his plan, a lot of people are falling into things like this. And the dad fell into this thing when this person was saying Rashad Khalifa was trying to prove 19, miracle of 19. Said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Alayhi ta'asha, there are 19. So there was this miracle that was trying to establish that you can't 19 verses, then you can't do, can't 19, and everything was working. It was going on smoothly. So when this man got to Surah Al-Tawbah and discovered that this Lakhojia Akhmarasun in Akhushikons will be what can enter to this theory of miracle of 19, he said, no. So this verse must be something added by the Muslims, not the true verse of the Quran. And I'm adding that as the champion is this 1919. So when you now add that, you have to watch. Because, and you know, people started what attacking that man. And a lot of people have what have championed that cause for a long while. So if I now start what to start moving back, it was, it will be difficult for you. And this to also make sense of the to ridicule the Muslims. So that man has to be shot down by an American or so. That no, you are crazy. That Bajaku is part and parcel of the Quran. So something like that. So we should be very, very careful. Don't be miracle inclined. That we're always looking for miracles to work to bring the Islam. The teachings of Islam, blessings of Islam are enough what? Enough miracles. You don't need all this somebody to tell you this is that has been proven. One American scientist or one British person. You don't need all these things. Because most of these things are what observations that will be correct and they will be what will be wrong. So Allah alam. Now before we give the, you know, we are making use of the fund. Now we bought again sometime in Kumudi last year or maybe last year, I cannot recollect. He said that the guest of the mosque